الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let us hear about the importance of Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated the summary of the hadith that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah would be the one that would have recited a large number of Durood Sharif upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So there are many important aspects of madani pearls that we learn from this hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, that without good intention, no action is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And that also, sometimes an action can be nobler in terms of its outlook, in terms of the piety behind, but the action is not correct, that particular action as well, then it has got no merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As well as that, sometimes an action can be regarded as insignificant, perhaps it's a small deed, it's an act, a small act of ibadat, perhaps, and the person considers it in terms of its quantity. It's a small deed, but behind that act, there was correct intention behind it. Then you'd find that act itself in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it has such high merit. So whilst we are listening to this discourse and we're watching this discourse, let us make good intention. While seated at home, try to listen attentively, pay attention, and focus, and whatever, if you are engaged in other activities and any other matters that we are engaged in, try to stop and pay attention and watch and listen attentively to everything that has been said. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we began by following the book of Amir Ahli Sunnat, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radhawi Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami. And I would like you to really encourage people at home. I would like to promote that you guys at home try to get this Madani Risala, as is it called. And it is a very beautiful, very, very important book of Amir Ahli Sunnat, which is it's got a topic, that secret of earning more reward. And subhanallah, it is a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing arm of Dawat Islami. You can find it from wherever you are, and it will, you normally find it in our bookstores, or if you can't, you can download one from Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net. And it is a very, very important book that will enlighten you a lot with regard to the significance of having good intention. So most of my topic, the crux of what I've been discussing with you, have been taken and derived from this book, Secret of Earning More Reward. So subhanallah azza wa jal, if our intentions are good and we have the desire to please Allah azza wa jal, and you really intend to change your life, and you are paying particular attention to the manner in which you approach to ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, how you worshipping Allah, how you following up, you know, those actions that you are accountable to on the day of judgment to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and you really now want to change your life and have discovered that, look, perhaps there are certain things, or there is a degree of knowledge that I need to acquire, or I need to change my whole approach, then definitely this Madani Risala is very important. Because subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal grant long life and good health to Amir Ahl Sunnah Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radhawi Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, because he has presented 72 bouquets of where you need to apply good intentions, many parts that he has discussed with regards to those areas that are pertinent to our daily activities in life. As we mentioned in one of the episodes, that we need to look from today onwards, we need to look at our present condition and focus at this present moment right now. Look at your state of your mind and the state of your heart and soul, and look in deeply and go deep down in search and look at how you have been performing your ibadat. Begin to go on a process of, you know, fact finding, and go down and begin to question yourself, cross examine yourself, and look into every action and start to question yourself. Really, if we go down, you would find that there's many, many areas that we need really to look into and start pondering about very seriously, whether the intention behind certain ibadah that we have performed in our life, was it truly for the purpose of gaining the pleasure of Allah, to gain the reward of Allah? And really, I recommend strongly that you get this Madani Risala. It's called Secret of Earning More Reward. Believe me, it's so amazing that it will change the whole thinking and your whole way of understanding, you know, what with what intention you need to have before you perform certain acts of ibadat. So he has highlighted many that are not possible for us to discuss every single one of them. For example, he has pointed out the very first thing in the beginning of your day, before you start your day, begin by making special niyat intention that, look, as I begin my day, as I start off my day, I will make good intention that whatever I'm going to do, whatever activity I'm going to engage on in today, I begin my day, you making intention, firm intention to Allah, I intend to do good deeds. And furthermore, I will strive very hard to prevent myself from committing sins, from doing bad deeds. And I will guard myself against my eyes from looking at haram, my tongue from talking or from saying things that are not lawful, my ears from listening to that which is haram. Nay, I will, inshallah, try my level best to guard my entire body against commission of sins. And if you start your day with this mindset, believe me, tell me, if not, that you will be very particular about every act that you're going to do in your daily activities in life. So, as we draw up summary of what we have been saying, Amir al-Sunnah has written, subhanallah, azza wa jal, 72 bouquets of beautiful, important aspects in our life where we need to ensure that our intentions are correct. And this he said by beginning first, making intention in the early part of the morning, intention of even when you're wearing shoes, intention of even taking off shoes, intention before even going to the toilet. He has highlighted what particular intention you should have in every aspect of all these points I'm pointing out. For example, intention of performing wudu. How many of us, we go to perform wudu in, for example, dhuhr time, it's lunch time, after coming from work, you meet friends, we busy talking, we engage in some form of discussion, we are in some conversations, And as such, our whole mindset is changed and everything is changed. That true desire that we had in our hearts and soul and our thoughts were directed at pleasing Allah. It changes because of the conversation that we engage in. And what is the intention going to the masjid? You know, intentions for making dua, intentions, for example, a person who's a muazzin, what his intention should have, an intention for the imam, what should be his intention? Allahu Akbar. Intentions for delivering a khutbah, intentions for drinking water, intentions of even eating. How many times we as Muslim ourselves, sometimes we lose focus, and sometimes because of this nature we have inherent in us that is of weakness. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us insan is created weak. And as such, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-insan murakkabun min al-khata'i wa nisyan. Insan is created with two weaknesses. One is forgetfulness and one is easily falters and easily makes errors. So with all this, how many times we forget to make dua? We forget to read dua before eating. What intention do we have when we are eating? So Amir al-Sunnah highlights, this is a very, very beautiful, important book in our life. It's an encyclopedia of intentions. So he highlights all this. You know, what is the intention of eating food? For example, one point he said, one is that before I begin to eat, how many of us, because of engagement in so many other worldly activities, we even forget to wash our hands? For example, what is the purpose of eating? Yes, enjoyment is part of the food. Allah has created us with this taste bud that we have. But besides that, what is the reason of us eating food? He mentions, one should have the intention that I'll gain strength to be able to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to struggle for earning livelihood through fairness. Who would have thought of this? How many times we just eat food just like animals, sometimes even totally oblivious of the sunnats that we're supposed to perform when eating food. So all these kind of, all these types of important aspects of our life with regard to intentions, Amir al-Sunnah is highlighted in this great book. For example, intentions when eating in a group. How many of us we enjoying, we eating, laughing, giggling, and sometimes even gossiping, sometimes even saying things that are uncalled for, sometimes even using bad language. So Amir al-Sunnah highlights, as I'm drawing a summary of what we have discussed, intention, picking up the teeth, oh Allahu Akbar, intentions of hospitality, for example, in order to seek for the pleasure of Allah, I will act as a host. Allahu Akbar. I will meet my guests with warm welcome and serve them food or tea, whatever, etc. wholeheartedly. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do so with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such that he created that bond between the Sahaba. A Sahabi equally divided his entire properties, his even equally everything into two halves. Although they had very little in terms of possession, but for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their intentions were pure, their intentions were correct. For that reason, they were willing to give everything for the sake of Allah. You know, intentions of attending a feast, when we're going to a function, what is our intention? Do we ever think about this? How many times we just go there, then we start speaking ill about the host, start speaking ill about the food, etc. Because we didn't have correct intention. Intention of drinking tea and milk, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Azza wa Jan. Amir al-Sunnat, just one point he mentions. I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For example, this should be the intention before drinking tea or milk so as to gain strength to make ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite the Holy Quran or listen to or write Islamic literature and study Islam from reliable books, Subhanallah. So many aspects, important aspects that he have written in this beautiful book. 20 intentions of wearing a blessed imamah. How many of us we claim, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of adherence of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on daily basis? Just try to count, try to think and ponder over this. Which sunnahs in any given day that you have followed? For example, wearing imamah is a great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So even wearing imamah itself, some of us, we're wearing imamah, but it becomes just a norm and a habit. But do you do it with the intention that I'm following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. Intentions of applying fragrance. What is the intention? Look at this. Sometimes we go out in a gathering, we're going to a function, I'm putting ether, I'm putting fragrance, I'm putting perfume, but the purpose is, you know, I want to show what class I belong to, how expensive fragrance I have, and perhaps, you know, you want just to outdo others, you just want to merely show off that, you know, you can buy expensive perfumes, etc. So that too should have good intention. Madani Channel viewers, I strongly urge you that please get this booklet, get this Madani Risala. If you cannot purchase it, you're not near any one of our markers, perhaps what you can do is download it from our Dawud Islami free of charge on a PDF format it is. Subhanallah. For example, indications of wrong intentions from applying fragrance. Even that too, Amir al-Sunnati highlights that. And also intentions when leaving home. Many of us in today's time, we have so many problems. We have problems that we are facing. Many of us at homes, we have so many problems. We have all this disobedience that's taking place in our homes. We have so much of wrong things that are taking place in our homes. But when we leave our home, what is the intention? We leave the home in the manner that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we come to a conclusion, I would like that perhaps, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have had many important points or whatever few that we have learned. We try our level best. The gist of all that we've discussed is that we must try our level best to correct our intentions. So in conclusion, we make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we make sincere plea to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we change our condition. We focus on our present condition, that we inshallah try to have desires, mindset, and our hearts and soul has got, we always are engaging and trying our level best to fulfill the obligations of Allah by performing good, noble, pious deeds with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal for His sole pleasure and also to gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah.